First of all, I just want to say thank you for everything that you've done for us. And my question is, out of all the big corporations, you know, the big, huge Fortune 500s or whatever, do you see any of them that stand out against the others in terms of their having some social conscience or some kind of good towards society?
Once in a while, you will see, because of a certain corporate executive, a benign change in policy. But more often, they mimic each other. And they're always waiting for one to go first. And that is a very non-dynamic way to operate a corporate economy. That is, they'll compete like crazy over advertisements, marketing strategies, etc. But in terms of environmentalism, they got to be pushed. It's called technology forcing by law or other means. I've waited a lot of time for the oil industry, the chemical industry, start doing things right voluntarily. And you can't find many examples. By the way, it wasn't Union Carbide. It was Dow Chemical that recycled their mercury. They did that voluntarily. That was an interesting chapter in the chemical industry's history, where one company decided purely on economic grounds it was more economic to recycle than dump. But it's rare. Unfortunately, it's rare. You don't see raging debates inside the oil industry whether they're going to expand their solar subsidiaries, you know, whether they're going to expand technology to displace their oil technologies. They're very, very conforming in that respect, and they look askance on any one of the competitors breaking new ground. That's why we often have to urge antitrust prosecution of product fixers. The auto companies agreed in the 60s to restrain the development and marketing of smog control devices because they didn't want one of them to go first and then show up the rest of them and incur regulation. The other force comes from the little company. Sometimes the smaller company will come in and destabilize the larger company, but not on the big technologies. They will, for example, come in with a new way of detecting pollutants that's valuable for environmental regulators. And that tends to destabilize the big companies who say, you can't prove that we're polluting in X parts per billion. So the instruments. By the way, the Canadian Chamber of Commerce, about 12 years ago, came out with a spectacular position paper on environment. I don't know if any of you ever got it. I used it against the U.S. Chamber. Here was the position. They said, we are for stronger environmental controls, one. We think that this is good for the health of the country, two. And three, we think it will develop a huge export industry by Canada of environmental control technology. And I'm sure they didn't all follow up on that, but you try to get a hold of that statement. I don't know who was responsible, but you can be sure it's probably one or two people who are no longer there. But it was a really wonderful position paper where it combined their own profits, exports, with advancing environmental technology. It's really interesting that the very definition of what is considered excessively costly is corporatized. For example, their huge self-enrichment and the billions of dollars they're giving themselves as executives, that's not considered costly. But putting investment money into environmental protection technology is considered an unproductive investment. Spending $100 billion a year to keep our troops in Western Europe, Japan, and Korea, defending against who? Inner Mongolia or Lithuania? That's not considered unproductive. But requiring companies to reduce their particulates and air pollution, that was a big fight in Washington in the last year about unproductive investment. You see, so the very word cost and excessive cost and unproductive is all very corporatized. Once you break through that, your arguments become much more compelling. See, if the head of Disney made $200 million in 1 year, if you say to Disney, you got to spend $200 million for better recycling of your junk in Orlando and Anaheim, they say, well, that's going to impair our competitiveness, etc. You say, well, you just gave your boss $200 million. See, you need that intermodal type argument to redefine costs, redefine efficiency and productivity.